From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Goot is reporting for the Post-Star. Incumbent Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan of Half Moon appears to be stonewalling efforts by the League of Women Voters of Saratoga County to schedule a virtual debate with her challenger, Democrat Patrick Nelson of Stillwater. The 43rd Senate District encompasses all of Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Washington counties. Charlotte Drochelle, co-chairperson of the League's Voter Service Committee, said she has not heard any response from Jordan's campaign. Nelson said last week that his campaign is interested in debating and had even suggested holding one debate in each county of the district, but his opponent has not replied. Nelson said he considered Jordan ducking debates a sign of disrespect. He said, and I quote, "It's like telling your employer I'm not going to show up for our performance review, but hire me back anyway," end quote. Jordan's campaign could not immediately be reached for comment. The League is at work organizing virtual debates in several other local races, including two assembly districts and one other Senate district. The debates will be conducted using the Zoom meeting platform, Drochelle said. She said, and I quote, "What we'll probably do is we will record them and we will post them," end quote. The League will be asking for community members to submit questions. And you can read the full story in the Post-Star. Terry Weaver is reporting for Syracuse.com. Election officials in New York are now processing a record number of absentee ballot applications, and those ballots started going out last weekend. While completing an absentee ballot is not complicated, a written message or signing in the wrong place can disqualify a vote. Weaver offers some guidance on seven mistakes to avoid so your ballot will count. An absentee ballot mailer contains three items: the ballot, a ballot or affirmation envelope, and a return envelope. The Anaconda County Elections Commissioner, Dustin Charney, recommends the following. Do not skip the instructions. Use only pens with blue or black ink. Do not make any extra marks on your ballot. Do not sign the ballot itself. Sign the back of the ballot envelope. Do not forget to seal the ballot envelope. Do not forget the stamp. Do not delay getting your ballot out the door. Boards of election statewide have a secure inside drop point for absentee ballots. Ballots can also be dropped off at any polling location during early voting from October 24th to November 1st or at any polling location on Election Day, November 3rd. The deadline to apply online, postmark, email, or fax a completed application for an absentee ballot is October 27th. If that deadline is missed, voters can still apply in person at the County Board of Elections up until Monday, November 2nd, the day before the election. And you can read the full story at Syracuse.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A construction accident that severed a cable near the state thruway roundabout in the town of Ulster on September 22nd left many Onteora School District students without online classes and some businesses unable to conduct commercial activities. Customers say they lost service at about 8 a.m. and some saw internet service restored by late afternoon. Spectrum spokesperson Laura Pritchard said in a statement, and I quote, "We had a fiber break in our network caused by a non-affiliated third party doing construction in the area. Our crews continued to do their work on the scene, involving almost 400 fiber splices in order to be repaired," end quote. Onteora Board of Education President Lori Osmond said she was troubled by the lack of information from Spectrum because so many students rely on internet service while classes are conducted remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. She noted students who would have been receiving instruction were essentially missing a day of school. Osmond said Spectrum needs to be regulated in the same manner as gas and electric companies. Onteora officials said the number of students affected by the outage was unclear. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.